Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Ruse. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting seventh. The DH, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave J. Schmidt. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallagher bunts towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Baines reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into center field. Anderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Anderson. Baines scores. Calderon moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bradley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradley scores. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Milligan hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Devereaux moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Devereaux scores. Melvin moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Melvin scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Tettleton trying to get to home. Boston throws the ball into Morello, who tags Tettleton, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Kittle juggles the ball. That's an error on Kittle. Phil Bradley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lyons fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Cal Ripken, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to second. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to third. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux bunts towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to second. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milligan moves to third. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tettleton hits a line drive towards short. Gielen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Melvin moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Morello moves to third. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morello tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Orioles. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gielen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Orioles. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gielen scores. It's White Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. There goes Gallagher. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. Kittle moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Darryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 6, Orioles, 6. Tom McCarthy now pitching. Phil Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Bradley moves to third. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradley scores. One out. It's 7-6, Orioles. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Devereaux picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Devereaux. Williams moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Melvin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Worthington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Holton now pitching. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bradley strikes out. Morello drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bradley out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jeff Schaefer pinch runs for Matt Morello. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Schaefer. The throw from Melvin and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Traver pinch hits for Randy Milligan. Jim Traver batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Traver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Don Paul now pitching. Joe Orsolak pinch hits for Mike Devereaux. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to third. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ripken scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-6, Orioles. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Melvin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melvin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Orsolak moves to third. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tettleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orsilac scores. Melvin moves to third. It's 9-6, Orioles. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Worthington is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Traber now playing first base. Joe Orsilac now playing right field. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gallagher is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kittle is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kittle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Patterson now pitching. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ripken is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bradley is 2-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Calderon is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Calderon strikes out. 1 out. Fred Manrique pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lyons is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.